The wild boar. One day, there was a huge forest with trees everywhere, with acorns on, leaves, wood for the fire, and mushrooms everywhere. Now one day, Jennifer goes into the forest and sees the wild boar with big teeth, hair down its back, huge belly, and swishing tail. Now she's scared, so she goes to see her friends who are also scared. And they go and tell the Prince Bishop that they're scared, and they say, will anyone be able to defeat this boar? If someone does, they can have a piece of land. No one is able to, apart from one man, and his name was Pollard. Now he goes into the forest and picks up some beech mast and puts it under the tree. And he puts it in the cave, ready for the boar to eat. He goes up the tree to hide so that the boar doesn't see him. And the boar comes out the cave and scoffs the lot. Now Pollard comes out of the tree and fights the boar. And they fight all day and all night, till eventually the boar gets so tired he falls asleep. So he cuts out, so he gets his falchion sword and cuts the tongue out the boar and puts it in his bag, and he falls asleep underneath the tree. Now a traveller comes up, sees the boar and says, oh, that was the boar that the Prince Bishop said has a reward. So he picks it up, puts it on his horse, and rides away to the Prince Bishop's palace. Now Pollard wakes up, sees that the boar's not there, says, ooh, where's the boar gone? I know, I'll ride to the Prince Bishop's palace. So he goes off, and he sees two guards outside the palace. They say, I'm here about the boar, so they let him in. Now, the traveller says that, and he sees the traveller, and he says that he killed the boar. But no, he didn't kill the boar, I did. And he shows the tongue, pulls the tongue out of the bag and shows the Prince Bishop. And the traveller runs away for his life. And the king says, you can have a piece of land. You have the time it takes for me to drink a cup of tea for you to go out and do that. He asks the servant, how long does it take him to have his cup of tea? He says, 1 hour. So he goes out, rides around, and comes back in 15 minutes. And the Prince Bishop says, now where did you ride to? Rode around the palace. My palace! He laughed, and then he says, no, you won't be able to pay for the servants and the gardeners or anyone like that. No, you won't be able to have this piece of land. I'll give you a piece of land to the west, with trees and mountains and houses, and we'll call it Pollard's Land. And that's how it has been to this very day.